Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who's the image of God, should shine unto them. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
And I like what Jesus said. He said, the prince, the ruler of this world comes, but he has nothing in me. Why does he have nothing in me? Because of what Colossians says. You need to go to Colossians now. Colossians 1 and verse 12, I'm reading in the NIV. Verse 12 says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. You know why he qualified you? Because it's the only way you'd have ever been qualified. You and I would have never been able to self-qualify. So he qualified us when we put our faith in him. Verse 13, for he has rescued us. Oh, somebody shout about this. He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness that's controlling this whole world, that's influencing this whole planet. You and I, by the grace of God, have broken out of the darkness. And we're in the world, but the darkness of this world is not ruling over us. And the devil is not my Lord. He's not my prince. He may be the God of this world, but he's got nothing on me, nothing over me. I'm nothing to him. Why? Because I have been translated out of the dominion of darkness into the kingdom. Hallelujah. The kingdom of his beloved son. How'd this happen? It happened when we believed on him and when we bowed our knee to him and confessed his lordship. Hallelujah. We were translated. Somebody say translated. Translated is to be taken out of one, transported and put into another. I'm in this world, but I'm not in this kingdom. Glory to God. I'm not subject to the rulership of the evil one. If he tries to tell me something, I can completely ignore him. I can tell him to shut up and hit the road. Of course, that's very insulting to him because he pumps himself up to be the God of this world. But he's nothing to me. I said he's nothing to me. Oh, yeah, he wants to be worshipped. He's got a lot of people duped. But you and I are never worshiping him. Never. I have a Lord. He is the Lord of lords and King of kings. He's the greatest. He's the greatest there's ever been, ever will be. And I've been and you've been delivered from the power of darkness. Somebody say, he has delivered me from the power, the dominion of darkness. I have been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. Go with me to the book of Luke, please. Luke 18. Luke 18. Let's go about verse 16 or so. People came to Jesus and they asked him if there were few that would be saved. You remember that? And he told them that there's a broad way that leads to destruction, but a straight and a narrow way, and there were few that find it. Will everybody be saved? No, Sadly, they will not be. I know some people try to say that, but it's contrary to the Scriptures. And if we find out later that more people were saved than we thought there would be, glory to God. I hope so. But to tell folks that everybody is eventually going to be saved is contrary to the Bible. It's just not true. Now, we do know that numerically there's going to be a substantial number. If you read Revelation, you'll see that it says in one place that the Lord saw those that had been redeemed, and there were 1,000 times 10,000. There were thousands of thousands. Well, that's 100 million and millions. That's a lot of people. That's us. But there's 7 billion on the planet right now. That's not everybody. And if you're talking about that many billions, and you're talking about hundreds of millions, well, that is few compared. And he said that there will be those in that day that'll say, Lord, Lord. And he said, not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom, but those that do the will of God. Now in Luke 18, I said all that to set this up. Luke 18, there are two primary things, I believe, that are so simple about entering in to the kingdom of God. Luke 18 and 16. They brought little children, and the disciples tried to send them away, infants. But verse 16, Jesus called them and said, suffer little children to come to me, forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. We're getting insight into the kingdom of God. Of such. Verily I say to you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God, how?
As a child.
Now this is a little child. Little child. Shall in no wise enter therein. You can't get into the kingdom unless you receive the kingdom as a little child. Keep reading. A certain ruler asked him, said, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And if you skip down, Jesus told him, verse 22, sell what you have, distribute to the poor, you'll have treasure in heaven, follow me. He was sorrowful. He went away. Verse 24, Jesus, when he saw that he was very sorrowful, how hardly shall they that have riches enter the kingdom of God? He's continuing to talk about how you get in. Because there's a whole lot of people that's not going to get in. I know that's a sobering thought. But we have to preach the Bible, don't we? How do you get in? What was his problem? It wasn't just having riches. Read the next part of it. He said, how hardly shall they that have riches? It's easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. If you read the other accounts, he talks about trusting in riches. The issues here, he brings up these two. Like a child and trusting. And you'll see that in talking about a child, he talks about the one that would humble himself as a little child. Matthew talks about it. Others talk about it. Say it out loud. Humility.
Humility.
And faith.
What is it that you confess to be born again?
If you confess with your mouth. What? Not just Jesus is Savior. Jesus is what?
Lord.
That requires submission. Are you with me, saints? That's what the devil is refusing to do. That's what he convinced our parents to throw off. That's what he's trying to get Jesus to do. Have you ever been rebellious?
Yes.
Have you ever been stubborn?
Yes.
Hard-headed?
Yes.
Have you ever braced and went? Oh, it starts young. It starts young. Have you ever heard? Young ones look at you and they've been so sweet and been so great. And then all at once they go, no. People laugh. It ain't funny. It's one of the biggest things that's wrong with the whole planet. No. Because people that are 20 years old and 30 years old and 60 and 70 and 80 are doing the same thing with God. Day in and day out. No. I'm going to live my life the way I want to live it. I'm going to do what I want. You can't tell me. And a lot of times they think it's just people that they have problems with, but God is trying to speak to them through people. Yeah. And they're getting so mad and so upset. And look, hey, it's a free country. Do they tell me how to live? A lot of times what they're saying is nobody can tell me how to live, including the Lord. Do you have a Lord?
Yes.
Anybody in here, do you have a Lord?
Yes.
Not Savior only, but Lord.
Yes.
Say that out loud, He's my Lord.
He's my Lord.
What does that mean? What does that mean? That means He tells you what to do.
Yes.
And you do it.
Yes.
There'll be times He'll tell you what to do and you won't want to do it.
Do it anyway.
Oh yeah. That's when submission comes in. That's when you submit yourself. That's when you pray and say what Jesus said, not my will. But your will be done. Is Jesus the perfect example? He's the perfect example of this. He said, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. And I do always those things that please Him. How do you get into the kingdom of God? Humble yourself. Like a little child. Because in front of Him, what are we? Preemies. In front of Him? I don't care what you think you might know, it's not the bottom of a thimble compared to what He knows, right? Should we on a regular basis humble ourselves before Him and go, God, you're the Almighty. I submit myself under Your hand. I submit myself under the Lordship of Jesus. Whatever You say. Whatever You say is the way it's going to be. And then when He says something, like He said to this rich young ruler, what do? You trust Him. Right? You trust Him. And you do it. You would do the opposite of what the devil and his bunch did. He rose up in pride. I will be like the Most High. I will do this and that. And he led rebellion. We're going to do the opposite of that. We're going to humble ourselves. Under the mighty hand of God.
Yes.
And what's the result of that? He's going to exalt us.
Yes.
He's going to promote us.
Yes.
We're going to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and we're going to trust Him and obey Him and let Him be Lord. And if we're letting Him be Lord, there's going to be evidence that He's reigning in our life. His goodness is going to be seen. His blessing's going to be seen. And it'll be a light and it'll be a witness. Can you say so be it? Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.